The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley, in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia Daf Nun Gimel. In Yitz Hashem, the next few dafim, we're going to have an opportunity to discuss some of the more practical aspects of Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maisris, which are Negei even Bizman Hazeh. As we know, there's a mitzvah sem deraisa, there's an issur to eat from peiros and tvua, which grow in Eretz Yisrael, without Hafroshes, the matonis which have to be mufrash each year with its matonis. There's a mitzvah of Hafroshes Truma, which is then given to the Kohen, could only be eaten by Kehanim. And then there's a mitzvah of Hafroshes Meiser. Some years, Hafroshes Meiser Rishon. And some years, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And in the third year, in the first and second year of each Shemitah cycle, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And in the third year and the sixth year, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni. Meiser Oni obviously could be eaten by all Aniyim. Meiser Sheni, as we know, has to have special halachas. Meiser Sheni has to be eaten b'tahara in Yerushalayim. Bizman Hazeh, where we're all b'cheskes tumo. Obviously, there's no achilas Meiser Sheni. L'cha'ira, this would cause a tremendous loss. It would be a hefsid meruba if we had to separate all produce in Eretz Yisrael, 10%, and then be ma'abed it, and we wouldn't have what to do with it. This would be a tremendous loss. So, the halacha is that Bizman Hazeh, even though we wouldn't be allowed to do this in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it would be chal, the halacha is that Maiser Sheni Meruba could be nifter, could be nischalel onto a coin. The halacha was that if a person had Maiser Sheni produce in a faraway place in Eretz Yisrael, what he did was he was mechalel onto a special coin, a coin with a tzura, a tzara tar kesef, and he would take that coin to Yerushalayim and he would use that money to buy fruits and to buy tvuas and other foods that would be eaten b'kedushas Maiser Sheni with the halachas of Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Bizman Hazeh that we can't do this. What we do is we take the Maiser Sheni and we're mafresh it, we're mechal it on a pruta, and thereby we save the tvuah from going li'ibud. Because now only a minuscule amount of money. We'll discuss in Yitz Hashem in the next year how we could take Maiser Sheni, which is worth, for example, $1,000, and be paid it, be mechalder onto a coin which is only worth a shavim pruta. However, that's the halacha. Now, there's an interesting shaila that comes up with the different halachas that's in our sugya. And this is what to do with Maiser Sheni, which is on peiros, which is tevel. We know that the mashgichim of the various hashgochas go around to all the fruit stores. Let's say the mashgich, the badatzei, the charedis, comes around to all the stores every morning. There's a mashgich, he comes, and he takes from each separate min, from the tomatoes, from the cucumbers, from the squash, etc. He takes off maiser from each min. He takes off trumas, and he takes off maisers. In the old city of Yerushalayim, there's a very real problem with this process. This is based on halachas which are discussed in our Gemara. The Gemara on Nun Gimel has a discussion. The Gemara brings a Mishnah that says that Maiser Sheni becomes bottle. It becomes bottle beroiv if it falls in to tvuo, to peiros, which is chulin. It becomes bottle beroiv. And we know there's a klal of dovah sheyesh lematirin. Anything which can become mutter, let's say something with a food which is muktzah falls into other foods which are allowed to be eaten on Shabbos, the halacha is that one mustn't be samech on the halacha of roif. One can't rely on bittul because it's a dovah sheyesh lematirin. It's something which will have a heter la'achaz man. L'choyru, Maiser Sheni can be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. The Gemara says that Zdova Sheyesh Lamatir. So the Gemara has mitzadet different ways of explaining this Mishnah. And the Gemara discusses being poida in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Loisuchal Seyesh, the Gemara learns out that the halacha is that even though one could be mechalel produce of Maisa Sheni onto a coin, as we discussed. However, once that Maisa Sheni was brought within the confines of the walls of Yerushalayim, it cannot be nifted onto a coin. The Gemara brings the pasuk Suchal Sa'esoi. One can't be poided Maisa Sheni onto a Shava Pruta once that Maisa Sheni was inside Yerushalayim. However, the Gemara says that since it's learned out from the pasuk Suchal Sa'esoi, that's only going on Maisa Sheni, which is ready to be eaten. Since it already came into the walls of Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten. It can't become Ois Maisa Sheni and be Nischal onto a Pruta. However, if the Maisa Sheni is Tomei, now it will not be Roy Lachilo with the Alochas of Maisa Sheni, then one can be Boided onto a coin, as one would be allowed to do if that produce had not been brought in Yerushalayim in the first place. So the Gemara says that you can't be talking about Maisa Sheni Tmeo, because then you would be allowed to be poided. If you could be poided, then weiter. It's a Dovah Sheesh L'Matirin, and there's an Eitzah for it. One doesn't have to rely on the Bittul Beroiv. So the Gemara discusses various options, and the Gemara says that there was Maisa Sheni that was Tohor, that was brought into Yerushalayim, and you can't be poided because it's in Yerushalayim, and the Maisa Sheni was Tohor. And if it's Tohor, then the Allah is, you can't be poided, as we just discussed. So why can't you eat it? If you're in Yerushalayim, why would you have to rely on Bittul? The Gemara says, Shenoflu Mechitzos. It's talking about the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim, let's say after the Churban, were destroyed. In which case, one doesn't have the walls of Yerushalayim anymore, one doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim to be able to eat, but since that Maisa Sheni had already been in Yerushalayim, it already, the Isser of being Poyder, being Mechal onto a Shavruta was already Chal, the halacha would be that it would retain that Isser, and even though, and now you're stuck on both ends. You can't eat it because you don't have the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim. You're not inside Kedushas Yerushalayim anymore. On the other hand, because it already received Kedushas Yerushalayim, this produce, it can't be nifta and nischal onto a pruta. That would be the case where there wouldn't be any eitzah, mekenzich nishtan eitzah gebin, and therefore the halacha would be over there that you could rely, if it fell into tvua, which is chulin, you would be allowed to rely on bittul beroiv to eat it. This raises a very real problem, bizman hazeh. Let's say tvua was brought, as it's brought from many of the farms, or moshavim, or kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, it's brought to a fruit store in the old city of Yerushalayim, in the Atika, the Altstadt of Yerushalayim. The halacha would be, l'cho'era, that since that tvua is tohar, one can't be mechal, it's already in Yerushalayim. Samach l'mokam ha-migdosh has kedushas Yerushalayim, one would not be allowed to be poided. This problem, obviously, is not a problem from today. This is a problem that dates back to the beginning of the Yishuv in Yerushalayim, the old city when Yidden started living there, a few hundred years ago. And the Eitzah HaYu'utza, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings this Eitzah in his Derech Hamuna LaHalacha LaMaisa, is that one has to ensure that the Maisa Sheni is Tomei. And once it's Tomei, we just discussed, there's no Isser being Poyden, being Mechalalit, on a Shavim Pruta. The problem is that there's an Isser of being Metame, true Misser, Maisser is. How could we be Metame it once it was Chal, the Shem Maisser Sheni was Chal on it? Obviously, the Eitzah has to be to be Metame. If a person touches the Maisser Sheni, L'chorev, anybody that picks it up, being that he's Becheskes Tomei, as soon as he touches any of that produce, it would become Tomei. Any of us at Tmeim Lameis, as soon as we touch it, as soon as we handle that food, it becomes Tomei. And once it becomes Tomei, before the Afroshas Maisa Sheni, while it's still in a Tevel state, then it becomes Tomei, and then one would be allowed to be Mafrish, and thereafter be Mechalit onto a Shavu Pruta. The problem is that in order for produce to be mekabel tumra, there's halacha that we have to be machshir. We learned about this in the beginning of Perek Elam Mitzis. It has to become huchshal lekabel tumra. One of the seven mashkins have to touch this produce. And what happens if tomatoes came straight from the farm and no water went on it, or no other mashka went on it? So the halacha is that what they do in the old city, and this is the way it's paskin l'halacha, and this was the minig in Yerushalayim from going back to when the yishuv was established, that what they would do was they would sprinkle water, or they would hose down the produce, obviously not hose down with a lot of water that would ruin the stuff, but they would put a certain a light amount of water all over the produce, in which case it was huchshal lekabel tumah before the hafrosha of the Maisa Sheni. Thereafter, once you are mafrish the Maisa Sheni, it's Maisa Sheni Shenitmo. Once it's Maisa Sheni Shenifta, then you could safely be mechallel onto a Shava Pruta. This is an interesting halacha that comes out, an interesting sequence of halachas that comes out from our sugya. In Yitz Hashem, we should be zeicha soon to eat Maisa Sheni b'kdusha v'tahara. However, there's another basic problem with this discussion, which l'chayre, this whole point is a moot point. The whole discussion that we're having now, what to do, is based on the fact that the tvua, the produce that came into the old city, was already huklat within the walls of Yerushalayim. And once it's already in Yerushalayim, it already receives the halacha l'suchal se'eseh that one cannot be mechallel. And that's why we had to explain this whole eitzah of being metameh and then being mafrish once it became tameh. L'chayra, once the walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed, b'mei ha'churban, the kedusha of Yerushalayim is bottled. Obviously the walls that are around the old city of Yerushalayim now are not the walls of kedushas Yerushalayim. They were built by the Sultan, I think Suleiman, in the 1500s. It has no bearing on kedushas Yerushalayim. So the truth of the matter is that l'chayra, that was the pashas of our sugya of nipol mechitzus, would be that b'zman hazeh there is no kedushas Yerushalayim. There is no din of Yerushalayim l'gabei ma'isa sheni, in which case we wouldn't have the problem in the first place. There's no halacha of leisuchal se'eser, you'd be able to be mafrish and thereafter be mechal, even if the ma'isa sheni would in actuality be ma'isa sheni ta'ira, you'd be allowed to be mechal on a shava pruta, which would take care of the problem. However, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Mehilchas Beis HaBechira, paskins that kedushas migdash in Yerushalayim, kitshel l'shaito, kitshel l'asalavia. Famous Rambam. The Ravid Afanorot in Mehilchas Beis HaBechira argues on the Rambam, and he says that bizman hazeh Yerushalayim and the Beis HaBechira and the Harabais don't have kedusha. The Ravid paskins la'alocha that if somebody goes on the Harabais bizman hazeh, it's not chayiv koros. We don't paskin like the Ravid. We're machmir, which is why we don't go bechlal on the harabayis, even on the parts which would lechayir not have kedushas hamigdash. We have a siyog. The rabbonim were geizer that one shouldn't go because it's very hard to know which places have kedushas hamigdash and which not. It's a suffix of chorus. We do not paskin like the Ravid. We paskin like the Rambam. However, it's a big problem. The Rambam is lechayir kineged the Gemara. The Gemara says nipo mechitzis botla kedushas Yerushalayim l'gabi ma'aser sheni. The same is true l'chayr l'gabi koros. And the Rambam says this halacha of bringing peres into Yerushalayim l'gabi chil ma'aser sheni. The Rambam says this even bizman hazeh. This problem is discussed by different poskim. There are many different eitzes which are beyond the purview of this the shir. One answer which is discussed, but it's not clear exactly why it would be miyashiv is a mogen avrom and orichaim simin tof kuf samach aleph in the halachas of haroya in Yerushalayim, the halachas of one who sees the harabayis or Yerushalayim HaKadosh bizman hazeh has to rise kriya, and the mogen avrom brings a makor tosefta in legabi hilchas meisim b'chor where it says that there is an issur bizman hazeh. The problem is the l'chayr is connected to Rambam. In l'chayr, I'm sorry, the Rambam is still connected to our Gemara. Maybe there are sugis chalukos. The Mogen Avraham doesn't go through the issue by richus, but there are different aces that are discussed in Achronim. In any case, the halacha, what's known bizman hazeh, is like the Rambam. Kedushas Yerushalayim is intact. In which case, Maisa Sheni, that's within the confines of the old city, would not be able to be Nischal if it was Tohar on a coin. In which case, the Maisa Sheni, as we discussed, would have to become Tameh. You would have to be Metameh again before it became Maisa Sheni. Otherwise, there's an issue to be Metameh, Chumas and Maisus. In which case, what we do is we're Makshir the Maisa Sheni before the Hafrosha, and thereafter, as soon as we're Mafish, it's already Tameh. And then we would be allowed to be mechallel on a shava pruta.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.beishavad.org. office@bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.